with a song in my heart, I behold your adorable face, just a song at the start. But it soon is a hymn to your grace, when the music swells, I'm touching your hand. It tells that you're standing near, and at the sound of your voice, heaven opens its portals to me. Can I help but rejoice that a song such as ours came to be? But I always knew I would live life through with a song in my heart for you. Swells, I'm touching your hand. It tells that you're standing near. At the sound of your voice, heaven opens its portals to me. Can I help but rejoice that a song such as ours came to be? But I always knew I would live life through with a song in my heart for you.
Well, that was from 1945, and there's a song in my heart from the film of the same name, and that was Dennis Day. And welcome to Bigley at Night. Like the way I did that? Yeah, that's why I get paid the really big bucks. Welcome to the program. All the usual things in all the usual places, and we have lots of good music as well.
Cheerful bit of news. He says that the atmosphere will be more than clear, and here is the reason for his view. Swing is in the air, that swingy little thing is in the air, and every little breeze that blows is blowing troubles away. That certain swing is in the air, each thing that has the wing is in the air. And even Mr. Blackbird sings like Mr. Bluebird all day. All nature seems to be in harmony more than before. Even raindrops pour in rhythm, pour rhythm, pour, pour. Swing is in the air, that swingy little thing is in the air. And everything is okie-dokie, positively okay. Thank you.
Wonderful stuff. That came from Jack Hilton and his orchestra with Swing Is In The Air, and that came from April 1947. And I just need to tell you as well that Alice Mann was doing the vocalizations there. Oh, she's a game girl. So, how's your week been? Well, actually, since I was with you this time last week, presenting the program that I should have presented the week before, if you were listening last week, you will know, and if you weren't, don't worry about it. But it's actually been quite a quiet week for once, which is good, and I'm happy that that is the case. Next week, I've got family visiting from the UK. In fact, they arrive next Wednesday afternoon, although I did see them. I will go down and see them, I think, probably on Monday now in New York, but I'm really looking forward to the family coming as well. So next week's program will probably go very, very fast because I'm very, very eager to see them. But apart from that, as I say, all quiet, and that's the way I like it. Helen Forrest with you now. She is hearing a rhapsody. She's singing it as well. Orchestra, there was Helen Forrest, and I hear a rhapsody. Okay, time for our first segment. Yeah, it's going to be a busy night. It all starts off with me just saying two simple words. Bing. Sing.
The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, and I hung my head and cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Now you've left me, and you love another. You have shattered all my dreams. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Y'all come.
Well, come and get it.
Y'all come.
Come and set a spell, friend.
Y'all come to see us when you can.
When you live in the country, everybody is your neighbor. On this one thing you can rely. They all come to see you, and they never leave you, saying, y'all come to see us by and by. Y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come.
Oh, y'all come to see us now and then. Y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come.
Oh, y'all come to see us now and then. Folks are a-comin', they're a-comin' by the dozen, eating everything from soup to hay. Hide the rooster, and right after dinner, they ain't looking any thinner, and here's what you hear them say.
Y'all come.
That string's open,
y'all come.
And the cider's making.
Oh, y'all come to see us when you can.
We're fixin' to kick back the rug.
Y'all come.
Bring your fiddle.
Y'all come.
I need some rosin, too.
Oh, y'all come to see us now and then.
Grandma's a-wishing that they'd come out to the kitchen and help to do the dishes right away. But they all start a-leaving, even though she's a-grieving. Well, you can still hear Grandma say,
y'all come.
Well, land of Goshen,
y'all come.
Dag nabbit.
Oh, y'all come to see us when you can.
Bring the young uns, you hear me?
Y'all come.
We'll tie the dog up.
Y'all come.
Gonna put the cat out,
oh,
too.
Oh, y'all come to see us now and then.
Y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come, oh, y'all come to see us now and then.
When troubles get me, cares beset me, and won't let me go, I turn to you for consolation. There I find a new peace of mind to leave behind my woe. I turn to you, as I shall always do. The touch of your lips upon my brow, your lips that are cool and sweet. Such tenderness lies in their soft caress. My heart forgets to be. The touch of your hands upon my head, the love in your eyes a shine, and now at last the moment divine, the touch of your lips on of your hands upon my head, the love in your eyes a shine, and now at last the moment divine, the touch of your lips on mine. That's
the way to do it. Three songs from Bing Crosby. We started off with You Are My Sunshine. He sang there with Victor Young and his orchestra. That's from 1941. And then we had Y'all Come and The Touch of Your Lips. And we'll have some more from Bing Crosby around about the same time next week.
On your old Valve Wireless and your new digital radio and computers, laptops, worktops, iPads, ear pads, knee pads, mobile phones, headphones, saxophones, Wi-Fi radios, hi-fi radios, high-priced radios, low-priced radios, the fabulous sound of Angel Radio.
Wonderful Big A, wonderful Angel Radio.
Well, now this week we've got two songs from Holger's house over there in Germany, mainly because last week, and more importantly, the week before, I messed it all up completely. Certainly in the case of Holger, because I I filed his song away in the wrong file, so I didn't even think I got a song from him from like 3 weeks ago, and then I did get another one from 2 weeks ago, and then of course I messed up the whole program. So I'm going to play two songs this week so that we can catch up. The first one is a German Hawaiian song, says Holger. It's from the 1931 operetta of The Flower of Hawaii, and it is called Bloem van Hawaii, recorded by the Dutch band De Guillemot Hawaiians back in 1953. Thank you.
als nach keinem anderen fragen, du schöne Blume von Hawaii, mein Herz gehört nur dir.
Beautiful stuff that was. I didn't even put that into my into my list yet. That's how much I was enjoying it. Kilima Hawaiians with Bloom von Hawaii, and that's this week's song from Holger's house. But we have to go back now a couple of weeks because that's how late I am with all of these songs. Holger sent me a song just after the German soccer team had lost to Spain in the quarterfinals of the 2024 Euros. I believe they lost 2-1, something like that. So, of course, that meant that Holger had to send us a soccer song, which he says, I'm not really interested in soccer, but hey. It's called Steit im Tor from Wenche Meyer, who is Norwegian, from 1969. And I believe these are part of the words of the song. He stands in the goal and she behind. She had never had any interest in soccer, but since she fell in love with the goalkeeper, everything changed, and now she is the mascot of the club. It almost sounds filthy, but I'm sure it's not.
Winter bin ich nah bei meinem Schatz auf dem Fußballplatz. Ich hab mich im Leben nie für Fußball interessiert, aber im April, da ist es passiert. Da hat mich im Mondenschein ein junger Mann geküsst und nun weiß ich, was sein Hobby ist.
Sie hat sich im Leben nie aus Fußball was gemacht, aber er hat mir alles beigebracht.
Ich kenn alle Fußballregeln und bin obendrein heute das Maskottchen vom Verein. Er steht im Tor, im Tor, im Tor und ich dahinter. Mag es regnen, mag es schneien, er ist nie im Tor allein. Bin ich nah bei meinem Schatz auf dem Fußballplatz. Ich drück ihm die Daumen, alles andere das macht mir. Jedem Gegner macht er das Leben schwer. Kopfball und Elfmeter sind für ihn nur Spielerei, denn sein guter Engel ist dabei.
Vitamine, Trauben, Zucker, sowas braucht er nicht. Anstattdessen schau sie ihm ins Gesicht.
Hält er dann die Bomben und der Gegner, der bricht ein, krieg ich rote Rosen vom Verein. Er steht im Tor, im Tor, im Tor und ich dahinter. Mag es regnen, mag es schneien, er ist nie im Tor allein. Er steht davor, davor, davor.
stuff. That was Wenche Meyer and Shit Im Tor. And before that, the Killamore Hawaiians and Bloom von Hawaii. Our songs this week from Holger's House. Holger, thank you so much. Really did enjoy both of those. Time for you now. I know we're a little bit later this week, but time now for you to go up the stairs to Bedfordshire. And I'm looking forward to your program tomorrow, right here on Angel Radio. Thanks, Holger. Pieces from Herbaceous Albert and his Tijuana Brass, and that was called quite simply May. Very good morning to Bill in Waterlooville. I hope you're well, Bill. He has suggested this week's Big Three, and he says we don't hear enough of him on Angel Radio, but at least there is Angel Radio, so we do get to hear him sometimes. Can you please play three of my favorite Ronnie Hilton songs? They are in this particular order. Bill, thank you.
Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments, when two hearts are caring. We walked in the park, held hands in the dark, the love and the kisses. That wonderful time you said you'd be mine, now I call you Mrs. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments, when two hearts are caring. Time can't erase the memory of these magic moments filled with love. The telephone call that tied up the line for hours and hours. The Saturday dance, I got up the nerve to send you some flowers.
Magic moments,
memories we've been sharing.
Magic moments,
when two hearts are caring.
The
hallway the blue cheered whenever our team was scoring a touchdown.
The time that the floor fell out of my car when I put the clutch down.
The rackets of Bing, that old red and green, your pictures of Gable.
That terrible night we had such a fight when you asked about Mabel.
Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments when two hearts are caring.
Time can't erase the memory of these magic moments filled with love. Other love have I, only my love for you, only the dream we knew, no other love. Watching the night go by, wishing that you could be. Watching the night with me, into the night I cry, hurry home, come home to me. Set me free, free from doubt and free. From longing into your arms I'll fly. Locked in your arms I'll stay, waiting to hear you say, no other love have I. In your arms I'll stay, waiting to hear you say, no other love have I, no other love.
Mine. I rule the night, I own the moon, I tell the stars when to shine. Each time we touch, I can control the dreams that start The world outside will never know how much you mean to my heart.
First one, Magic Moments, and right in the middle, tucked there rather nicely, I thought, No Other Love. And that selection this week was sent to me by Bill in Waterlooville, and he said, please do play it in this specific order. So, Bill, that we did. I do hope you enjoyed it, and thank you so much for sending through Beagle's Big Three this week. And if you would like to be the purveyor of Beagle's Big Three next week, well, all you've got to do is send me an email, roy@angelradio.uk, and let me know the artist. And if you want to choose the songs, that's fine. And if you don't have access to email, you can always give the receptionist a call during the day. I guess you could call during the night and leave a message. I don't know. But it's so much nicer to talk to the receptionist. And just ask them if they'd very kindly send a message on to me and then give them your artist and the songs and all the details. And they will very happily do so. Once again, Bill, my thanks to you. Okay, let's see, we're dead on time this week for two out of three of our featured things so far. It's rather worrying, isn't it? Don't worry, I'll make sure it doesn't happen again. Time now, though, to take a look at this week back then. And let's start with this date back in 1498, and on this very day, on his third voyage to the Western Hemisphere, Christopher Columbus became the first European to discover the island of Trinidad. It's just that while he wasn't around in 781, because on this very day, if he had travelled there instead of Trinidad, he would have witnessed the oldest recorded eruption of Mount Fuji. Now, it was jolly japes in jolly old England on July the 28th. Henry VIII of England married his fifth wife, Catherine Howard. She was told to stay quiet and don't lose her head, and she didn't, and she did. Back to that busy traveller Christopher Columbus, who on August the 1st, 1498, became the first European to visit what is now Venezuela. And this week was a busy week for kings in England. In 1274, Edward I of England returned from the Ninth Crusade and was crowned king 17 days later. And on August the 3rd, 1057, Frederick of Lorraine was elected as Pope Stephen the Ninth. The first thing he did upon being elected was invent the quiche. In Austin, in Texas, on August the 1st, the news was probably as bad as it could be.
Here is KTBC television news editor Neil Spells.
Good evening. One of history's worst mass murders occurred here in Austin today. By official count tonight, 49 persons were hit by gunfire. There are 16 dead and 33 injured. It started last night when a man reportedly killed his wife and his mother. That same man apparently rounded up an arsenal and supplies this morning, and then went to the observation deck of the University of Texas Tower. It was then that terror rained down from the tower.
Not good. On this day in 1975, Jimmy Hoffa disappeared.
James Hoffa is missing. The family of the former Teamsters Union president and ex-convict reported Hoffa missing early today. His car was found outside a restaurant in Bloomfield Township, Michigan, not far from where the family lives. The police were asked whether they thought Hoffa had been kidnapped. Their answer was, well, his car was there and he was not. In Detroit, a Teamster Union official talked about what he knew of Hoffa's being missing.
And he's been missing from that day to this. Now, if you were watching television, BBC One to be precise, on August the 1st, 1967, well, at 10:45 in the morning, you could have watched Watch with Mother and Camberwick Green. There was cricket at 12:30, news and weatherman at 1:30, more cricket at 3. 20 to 5, it was Jack and Ori. 5 to 5, it was Boss Cat. At 5:20, it was Fact Not Fiction. And the adventures of Tintin occurred at 5:45. The news was at 5:50, Town and Around. That was a good program at 5:00 to 6:00. And then it was Tom and Jerry at 6:15. D-Time on Tuesday the 1st of August was at 6:25 with guests Sterling Moss, The Dollies, Chris Farlow, Stan Stennett and The Tremolos. Zed Cars was on at 7:05. Sorry, I'm Single, a comedy by Ronald Wolfe and Ronald Chesney. It starred Derek Nimmo with Gwendolyn Watson, Elizabeth Knight. That was on at 5:30. Sorry, at 7:30. At 8 o'clock, it was The Love Affair, The Mortal Storm, a film starring Margaret Sullivan and James Stewart. News and weather was at 8:50, and then the film continued at 9:05 until 9:50, when it was 24 Hours with dear old Cliff Mitchell-Moore. Man Part 1, The Community Being, was at 10:25. Film preview at 10:55. Weatherman at 11:20. And there was Adventurous Cooking at 11:22 with Fanny Craddock, including Three Ways with Veal, Pot Roast and Yorkshire Pudding That Make the Difference. And BBC One closed down when Fanny finished. Now, number one this week back then was this.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Some of the people celebrating birthdays this week back then include American academic and critic Irvin Babbitt, who was born in 1865. Margaret Lawrence, the American stage actress, was born this week back then in 1889. And in 1900, actress and singer Helen Morgan was born. A little bit later on, Carol O'Connor was born this day back then in 1924. And there was, of course, Peter O'Toole, born this week back then in 1932, died in 2013. And also some more birthdays as well. Andy Fairweather Lowe, the Welsh singer and songwriter, was born in 1948. Ted Turner, the British guitarist, in 1950. And Linda Fratian, the American figure skater, in 1960. Gráinne Leahy, the Irish cricketer, was born in 1966. And Miguel Mendonza, the Zimbabwean journalist and author, was born this week in 1973. And finally, this week back then in 1976, Auckland's Sky Tower opened.
Tonight, hundreds of Aucklanders are cramming vantage points around the city as the opening of Sky Tower is marked with an explosion of music, lasers and fireworks.
But there's something fishy about the needle in the sky. Scientists have picked up on an optical illusion that you might have already noticed yourself.
From far away, it looks like there isn't a building in Auckland that even comes close to the height of the Sky Tower. Come a little closer, and scientists say the Sky Tower looks short and stumpy. And when you get to the base of the tower, it looks tall all over again.
Tall and stumpy?
I was quite fascinated by this, so I wanted to know, why is this happening?
Auckland University Optometry and Vision Sciences Associate Professor Sam Schwarzkopf says when he arrived in Auckland 6 years ago, he noticed it too. He took images of the tower to his students for a survey.
And we asked them several questions about each picture, and so we used modern scientific methods to actually estimate the perception that people have of the tower. And that confirmed a similar thing, that the distance makes a difference.
In some ways, the illusion has been likened to the moon, and how sometimes it can seem enormous, and other times, not.
Yeah. Now I'll tell one. Some of the things that are happening this week back then. Very romantic. Carol Givens and his orchestra with a medley of Everything I Have Is Yours and Dancing Lady. And that was from 1934. Right now it's time to catch up with the crazy people.
Crazy people. Crazy people. Crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Daffy people, goofy people, dizzy people like me go nutty over things that you do. When we are underneath the moon above, you have me acting like a loon. It must be love, sweet love. Crazy people, crazy people, crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Lovebirds of a feather always get together. It's an old, old custom of the heart. That's the reason, maybe, that I call you baby. I guess we're each other's counterpart. Crazy people, crazy people, crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Daffy people, people, busy people like me, go nutty over things that you do. Don't mind me if I rave a lot, sweet angel child. It's just a habit that I've got. You drive me wild, I'm so wild. Crazy people, crazy people, crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Very, very crazy people.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. No one could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning. Where the morning glories twine around the door, whispering pretty stories I long to hear once more. With my girlie where the dew was pearly early in the morning. Butterflies all flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawning. If I had Aladdin's lamp for only a day, I'd make a wish and here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. Where the morning glories twine around the door, whispering pretty stories I long to hear once more. Strolling with my girlie where the dew is pearly early in the morning. Butterflies all flutter up and kiss his little buttercup at dawn. If I had Aladdin's lamp for only a day, I'd make a wish and here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the A.M. Carolina in the morning.
Nice old song there. The original sheet music was published by Jerome H. Remick. And it featured on the front cover Ben Burney and his orchestra. The most popular early recording of that, however, was by comedy duo Van and Schenk. But of course, it has now long become a standard and covered by such artists as Al Jolson, Judy Garland, Bill Haley, and the version that we heard there, Dean Martin. However, somebody at Remick slipped up because when the copyright expired on the original lyrics, they weren't renewed, and now they're in the public domain.
I know a spot, peaceful and fair. I'd be so happy if I were there. No matter where I chance to be, Connecticut is the place for me.
Miss every lake, miss every hill. Even in dreams I think of them still. And when you see them you'll agree, Connecticut is the place to be.
Village green and childhood scenes are things that I remember yet.
And moonlit streams, how close to heaven can you get?
Nights full of stars, hearts full of joy.
Paradise for a girl and a boy.
I guess it suits me to a T. Connecticut is the place for me to be.
Connecticut is the place for me.
It's such a great state for a late date with a maid waiting just for you.
And every Yale guy is a Mayo guy through and through.
It's an outstanding state.
It's never humdrum dating some chum with his thumb strumming a guitar.
You'll find the chicks slicker and them nicks quicker by far.
It's such a great state.
It's spick and spanner than old Montana. Indiana can't rate.
The nights are longer
and the men are stronger.
So linger longer and wait,
'cause it's a great, 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 great state.
Dined in Capri, thought it was swell. Sampled some wine in a Naples hotel. Though I was showed the road to Rome, Connecticut still will be my home.
Italy was fun to see and really gave me quite a boost. Had a spree in gay Paris. Those mademoiselles were mighty cute. Trezoots circled the globe.
Circled the globe.
Dozens of times. Seen all its wonders.
Seen all its
known
wonders.
All its known all its climes. I've searched it with a fine-tooth comb.
And found that I only have one home, sweet home. Connecticut always will
be my home.
Sweet home.
Well, now, how did that one sneak in there? That was Bing Crosby and Judy Garland and their version of Connecticut, which is where this program comes to you from each and every week, Danbury, Connecticut, here in the United States. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, RB, a little bit early, actually, for our little bit of posh, but let me just tell you, it is Angel Radio broadcasting from Havant in Hampshire on the FM band and serving Havant and Portsmouth and all the other myths in the area. You can also find us on various DAB multiplexes around the UK. I'm not sure what they are, but they're there. And of course, there is the dear old internet, and you can get information on current internet and DAB listening by going to the website, which is angelradio.co.uk. Time now for a little bit of posh. This is where we play something, it could be anything, that doesn't sort of fit in with the rest of the show, although the show is so crazy just lately that probably just about everything fits in. But settle down and relax, because I think you're going to find this rather pleasant. Well, that came from one of Beethoven's more famous symphonies, Symphony No. 5, the one that starts diddle-a-durr and then goes on diddle-a-durr. That was the second movement, Opus 67, No. 2, the Andante con Motto. And we heard there the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Josef Krips. And that was from 1960, if memory serves me correctly. A little bit of posh for the week. And from one posh to another posh, because you don't get much posher, quite frankly, than our next artist. Not one, not two, but three. From the great Doris Day in Day at Night.
Every little movement has a meaning. All all its own. Every thought and feeling by some posture can be shown, and every love thought that comes a-stealing o'er your being must be revealing all its sweetness in some appealing little gesture all its own. Every little movement has a meaning, all its own.
Very, very own. Every thought and every feeling by some little posture can be shown, and every love thought becomes a stealing for your being must be revealing all its sweetness in some appealing little gesture all its own.
Its own. Every thought and feeling by some posture can be shown, and every love thought that comes a-stealing o'er your being must be revealing all its sweetness in some appealing little gesture all its own. And every love thought that comes a-stealing o'er your being must be revealing all its sweetness in some appealing little gesture all its own.
Every single little movement has a meaning all its own.
Love you, honey.
Love you, love you, honey.
Love you, love you, honey.
Ooh, if you only knew.
When I'm with you, honey,
all my days are sunny.
Love to kiss you, honey.
Ooh, if you only knew.
Oh, my daddy sang this song to mom way back when.
And I knew the moment I met you, I'd sing that song again.
Love you, honey. Love you, honey. Love you, honey.
Ooh, if you only knew.
Honey, all my days are sunny.
Love to kiss you, honey. Ooh, if you only knew.
Oh, my daddy sang this song to mom way back when.
And I knew the moment I met you, I'd sing that song again.
Love you, honey. Love you, honey. Love you, honey.
Ooh, if you only knew. Ooh, if you only knew.
I wanna have another go around.
Another go around.
Another go around.
Another go around.
At this old world. This good old world. My dream.
moments of love will never come again. Let me hold you close till forever, and then I wanna have another go around.
Because I wanted to hear When Your Lover Goes Around, and I'd forgotten that I hadn't chosen it, so I just threw it in there for my own delectation, but I hope you enjoyed it. Every little movement has a meaning of its own with Paul Weston and his orchestra. That was what started it off. Also, the Norman LaBeouf Choir were in there. We then had Love Ya and Another Go Around, Another Go Around, and When Your Lover Has Gone. And we'll have some more from the Day at Night Songbook around about the same time next Wednesday morning here on Angel Radio. Although, of course, for those of you on my side of the Atlantic, it is still very much Tuesday evening.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be, about 1935.
My heart jumped over the moon. I said, how's about a kiss? She said, The daisies looked up, the stars looked down, and my heart jumped over the moon. Down beside the nook, beside the brook, beside the lane, beside the dell, beside the weeping willow tree. As beside her side I sat, she bashfully confided that her heart was mine all the time. I said, oh, won't you name the day? She said, soon. The daisies looked up, the stars looked down, and my heart jumped over the moon. Thank you.
I just thought I'd throw that one in. That was from 1955. You enjoyed it. Thought it was rather fun, actually. It was from Jacques-Henri Riis, son orchestre avec Freddy Bolter sur l'accordéon. Yeah, that's your actual French, that is. Really is. Before that, Jack Jackson doing the vocalizations with his orchestra, recorded at the Dorchester Hotel, as I said, from 1935. And that was My Heart Jumped Over the Moon. We're coming up to the time when we have some comedy, but I think we've got time to fit this one in if we're quick.
My love, he sails the seven seas ahoy. The world is wide, the water deep, ahoy. But San Francisco and Singapore are not so far away. My roving boy will soon be home to stay. Strong, his chest is broad, ahoy. But he is gentle and he is kind, his smile so warm and gay. My roving boy will soon be home to stay.
With a golden, with a roving boy rather, not golden boy, Dirty West and Roving Boy from 1965. Okay, we've reached the part of the program where we normally have some comedy, and this week's going to be absolutely no difference. We start off with the great, much lamented, I think, Jimmy Edwards.
Keen Bill. Tack and currency examination. Start with you, Mullins. Have you read this before?
Yes, sir.
Have you anything to declare?
No, sir. Do you want to look, sir?
Since you ask me, no. There must be more to this than meets the eye. That's an interesting looking knot, is it not? Bless my soul. I haven't come across one of those since 1947.
I've been framed, sir. I never knew it was there.
How much currency?
£2, sir.
The fine is £2.
But, sir, that's my pocket money. Couldn't I have 1,000 lines?
What a splendid idea. Take 1,000 lines as well. Make a note of that, Mr. Pettigrew. You look very pleased with yourself, Wendover.
Yes, sir.
The gay abandon of a clear conscience.
Exactly, sir. You can't whack it.
I can whack anything. Open up.
Please, sir, take my word for it. You won't find anything in there that you like.
Open up.
Please, sir, for your sake, I beg of
you. Open up!
All right, sir.
Could this be the double bluff? Don't open it, and then he knows I will. Snap. Did you honestly think I was born yesterday, Wendover?
Yes, sir. I mean, no, sir.
And thank you very much for warning me. Master! Oh, please, shut up! Get it off! Keep still here, Master! Get it off! Oh. Proper little rodent operator, aren't you, Wendover? All right, I was born yesterday, but you, my friend, will wish you'd never been born at all!
Whatever the joys of a vagrant life, most of us want a place of our own.
Happy, darling.
I'd be happy anywhere with you, Charles.
Oh, Fiona, I know it's not what you're used to. It's terribly cramped and pokey, but it's ours.
It's home, Charles.
And don't spare the horses.
Oh, Charles, I love you when you're brittle.
You know, I'd do anything to make you happy, darling. Oh, I know it may be hell for you living here, but we're very lucky to get this place.
Living here, we're never lonely. Always people popping in. I don't mind during the day. It's company for me. But at night, Charles, there are no curtains at the windows, and the light's always on.
Yes, it's not easy for us, but what can you do when you're living in a telephone box? Kiss me, Fiona.
Oh, Charles.
I say, we've hit the jackpot.
Good evening, England. This is Gilly Potter speaking from Hogs Norton. Tonight, I am to tell a wondering world the truth about the BBC. First, then, what is the BBC? The BBC is an august body, duly elected in September, which meets each year on April the 1st, and after a meat tea, makes the thorough search of the cellars under the House of Lords, where the chairman asks, whose keys? And the secretary replies, Nelson keys, after which they wait to see whether Oxford or Cambridge wins, and then go home for another year, or until the following Tuesday, according to the weather report and the state of their finances. Next, where is the BBC? The BBC is in London at a place called Savoy Hill, so named after that Duke of Savoy who was never really well. It is a large building entirely surrounded by alleys which enable the officials to escape censure and the vaudeville artists to escape arrest. There are two ways in. The principal entrance is reminiscent of St. Mark's at Venice without entirely losing sight of the signal box at Chipping Sodbury. Through this portico enter the brains and beauty of the BBC. Not only Lady Mary Mouthorgan, who screams across England trifles of her own composition like The Squirrel's Breakfast and My Love Lies Bloodshot, but also Professor Twirtle Buttock, the authority on old waistcoats, who pesters the public periodically with some such stuff as How I Avoid Sundays and Why Zulus Dislike Asparagus. Round the corner from this splendid gateway, under an arch and up an alley, is another door, outside which stand three dustbins and two detectives. Need I say that by this door enter all the vaudeville artists? Let us return, however, to the Gate of Glory and await the arrival of the exalted. Ah, here comes Dr. Diapason, the musical magnate, followed by his man carrying a basket of quavers and a large bass clef. Liveried flunkies bow his eminence towards the under-official, who bows him to the over-official, who bows him to the horsehair and mother-of-pearl piano, at which the doctor sits down, plays the Spanish chant with one finger, horsey keep your tail up with the other, and then says, Well done, Ashby de la Zouche Primary School. That's a pretty tune, that was. I will now ask Mr. Goosebeast to whistle it for us. Whereupon a tall youth, wearing alpaca boots and a martingale, gives a short solo on the teeth, and the seance is over. An official then advances with a massive gold salver, on which reposes a cheque for 2,000 guineas. Snatching this, the doctor descends to the drawing room, preceded by the mace-bearer, two girl guides, the chief announcer's godmother, and a turncock. The drawing room, I may state, is the sanctum sanctorum of the BBC. No common clay is permitted within its sacred precincts. Indeed, over the portal is a large printed notice which reads, no vaudeville artists, to which some member of the board has appended in fair standard 7 handwriting the happy afterthought, not on no account. Opening the diamond and ruby studded doors, one enters a cosy chamber some 200 yards square, luxuriously furnished with an armchair with no arms, a sewing machine, 2 cuspidors, a pleasing print portraying the winning of the Northampton Plate by Stewed Prune at Towcester in 1881, and a copy of last year's Board of Trade regulations for the importation of camels. 2 people, I apologize, 2 distinguished personages, already occupy certain cubic space within this lordly hall. The taller one, with a head 2 sizes too big and an overcoat several sizes too small, is Colonel Dogscoffin, who has just treated the universe to his views on the present state of affairs in sciatica. The other worthy, with pink eyes and a bag of peanuts, is the Honourable Bertram Buttonhook, son and heir of Lord Elastic Sides. In 10 minutes, he is due to deliver his daily discourse, today's dose being designated Fun with Fleas. It is all most interesting, that is, the room and its contents, not the talk on sciatica, which was too painful, or the humours of insect life, which will be rather biting. The doctor's arrival in the drawing room is the signal for much hearty greeting, handshaking, and borrowing of tram fares. Servants then bear in costly viands on priceless trays, which, with no weeping but considerable gnashing of teeth, are disposed of, and the doctor produces a cigar from his left boot, which he breaks into 3 pieces, offering the ends to his friends and keeping the centre with the band on for himself. But this luxury is overpowering. Let us descend to the basement, to the little door up the dark alleyway, and see what he's doing in vaudeville circles. The dustbins are still there, but the detectives have gone, which means that one turn will be missing from tonight's programme. Here come 3 poor wretches carrying brown paper parcels. The janitor, a stern ex-lifeboatman with a black beard and a fawn Homburg, demands their names. Each is then seized by a burly attendant and rushed upstairs and down lifts and up lifts and downstairs until they arrive at a door marked Cleansing Department. On entering, they are confronted by a marble top table at which sits a gentleman whose appearance suggests Borstal, but whose spelling marks him as an old Etonian. This is Mr. Cyril Carbolic, Censor-in-Chief to the Honourable the Board of the British Broadcasting Corporation, Savoy Hill, London, West Central. Please write clearly in block letters. No change given. This rack is for light articles only. 3/4 of an hour elapse when suddenly Mr. Carbolic lifts from the table a cottage loaf which he has been using as a paperweight, takes the silver pen from between his gold teeth and shouts, "Listen, comics, cut out all reference to China, cheese mites and Winston Churchill." Attendants then rush the wretches to the housekeeper, who washes their necks, combs their hair, and arrays each of them in a blue overall, bearing in front in large letters the words "stolen from the BBC." The vaudeville artists are then manacled and led to the microphone. Their pitiable efforts to entertain being over, each receives a white card entitling him to his fee or a good meal, whichever is preferred. Many choose the meal, though some take the ninepence. The card system has been found necessary as a means of identification, for in July last, one vaudeville artist, whose mission was to make a noise like a guillotine, basically deserted his post before the end of the revolution, and descending to the treasury to demand his fee, on being asked who he was, replied, "Christopher Stone," and was given 12 and 6p. If we return with the vaudeville artists, by the way, to the little door, we shall be in time to see the cattle being driven in to be valued by the announcer who gives us the fat stock prices at tea time. Throughout the building, large arrows direct one to the bar, and the fact that these arrows point in every direction makes them nonetheless useful, for the BBC building is ideal in that all roads lead to the bar. The bar is a spacious room, 1/2 mile or more long, but not any too large for its purpose, as it is invariably crowded. Indeed, the quickest and surest way of interviewing anyone at the BBC is to go straight to the bar. Rows of bottles containing costly liquors are marked for announcers only, while at one end is a large churn of milk labelled "Reserved for Henry Hall and his band." And it is a moving sight to see the tired trombone or the exhausted euphonium gazing enviously at the announcer's alcohol, but nobly demanding a double Alderney with a dash of Jersey. At the end of the bar is a small black hole of Calcutta-like chamber with sawdust on the floor, illuminated by means of a candle stuck in a flower pot. Need I state that this is marked reserved for vaudeville artists. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've come here to say a few words about the London Passenger Transport Board, which, as you know, is taking over the transport facilities of the metropolis. And, of course, it is the object of the board to decentralise the various companies involved and centralise them so that they're not so involved as centralised companies of a decentralised board, if you'll follow me. Of course, it's been a vast task moving all the companies from 55 the Broadway Westminster to 55 the Broadway Westminster, as you can well imagine. And it is the object of the board that although the companies are working under the names that they were before they were centralised, actually the companies are not the same, although as centralised companies their names have been changed since the decentralisation was taken over by the central board. Of course, it is so confusing trying to explain it to you in this way. I could explain it so much more easily that, for instance, the London General Omnibus Company is still the London General Omnibus Company, but it's no longer the London General Omnibus Company, you see. And that, of course, I explained to the board, would be the danger. And the underground is still the underground, but it's no longer the underground. And, of course, being no longer underground, it's bound to come to the surface sooner or later, like a rash. And you're going to have an upheaval, and this heaval is going to go up and up and up. And of the district railway, you see, that no longer belongs to the district. And as it doesn't belong to the district, it's bound to have moved out of the district, and they've lost a complete railway. They don't take the slightest notice of me. And the inner circle is now part of the board, and being part of the board, it cannot possibly remain a circle because it's bound to be oblong to fit into the board. And then you're going to have the corners, which are going to be so dangerous for the drivers. But a friend of mine explained to me, a chartered accountant friend of mine, that actually the board is the holding company. And of course, a holding company is usually formed by disappointed shareholders who have got so tired of holding the baby that they form themselves into a holding company just to give each other courage. But in this case, I understand that the board has formed itself into a holding company more to hold on to the profits than anything else, and the losses will be equally divided among the companies that have not yet been absorbed and their eminent counsel. And also it is the object of the board to take over all the public utility services, and with this end in view, they've got into the closest touch with the new police force and the United Dairies, because it'll at least two services can help each other tremendously, because it will be required that all policemen coming on point duty must have at least a pint bottle of milk concealed in the helmet. And in return, the United Dairy Roundsman will deliver the police summonses with the first delivery of milk in the morning. Now, I had the most extraordinary experience the other day. I was doing investigation work for the board on the buses, and I was sitting in a corner seat looking out of the window, and of course I was on the alert, and I found the conductor was selling dangerous drugs in a perfectly open manner in the bus. He went up to each of the passengers and said, "Any morphia, please? Any morphia, please? Any morphia, please?" You know, I couldn't believe my ears. And when he came up to me, I said, "You know, young man, this is more than your job's worth to do a thing like this." And he said, "Well, do you know that my job's worth so little that if my wife hadn't been working, I wouldn't have been able to get it on." And he said so many of them were in the same boat. They didn't know what to do for the best, and so they did nothing. And because they did nothing, of course, they got the sack. And then when they went to the Labour Exchange, they were given 16 shillings a week for doing exactly the same thing. And he asked me what I would do, and I said nothing. You see how catching the whole thing is. And then he told me that a friend of his had done nothing for so long that he thought that manual labour was a Spanish grandee, which I thought was awfully sad, really. But the board are determined on one thing, and that is to alter the traffic congestion during the rush hours. And a little scheme that I put up of my own should be useful to them. That is that during the rush hours, all the traffic will be diverted from the main thoroughfares into the side streets, so that you'll get a clear thoroughfare all the way through. They're also doing away in the traffic control signals with the yellow and the red lamps, and just leaving the green light at go, which should speed things up considerably. But I do hope that what I've said has shown you the real sterling work of the board, because we do depend so much on the cooperation of the public. And if in what I've said that I have cooperated, then I do feel that all of us are cooperating towards whatever it is we're supposed to be cooperating towards.
Some talk of a Lagonda, some like a smart MG, or for Bonnie Army lorry, they'd lay them down and D. Such means of locomotion seem rather dull to us, the driver and conductor of a London omnibus. Hold very tight, please, ting ting. Hold very tight, please, ting ting. When you are lost in London and you don't know where you are, you'll hear my voice.
voice a-calling, pass further down the car.
And very soon you'll find yourself inside the terminus in a London Transport diesel engine, 97 horsepower omnibus. Along the Queen's Great Highway, I drive my merry load at 20 miles per hour in the middle of the road.
We like to drive in convoys, we're most gregarious. The big six-wheeler scarlet painted London Transport diesel engine, 97 horsepower omnibus.
Earth has not anything to show more fair.
Mind the stairs.
Mind the stairs.
Mind the stairs.
Mind the stairs. Earth has not anything to show more fair. Any more fairs. Any more fairs. When cabbies try to pass me before they overtakes, I sticks me flipping hand out as I jams on all me brakes.
Them jackal taxi drivers can only swear and cuss behind that monarch of the road,
observer of the highway code.
That big six-wheeler,
scarlet paint,
and Transport diesel engine, 97 horsepower omnibus.
I stops when I'm requested, although it spoils the ride, so we can shout,
get out of it, we're full right up inside. We don't ask much for wages, we only want fair shares. So cut down all the stages and stick up all the fares. If tickets cost £1 a piece, why should you make a fuss? It's worth it just to ride inside
that 30-foot long by 10-foot wide,
inside that monarch of the road,
observer of the highway code,
that big six-wheeler scarlet painted London Transport diesel engine, 97 horsepower, 97 horsepower omnibus.
Hold many gate, please.
Well, I do hope you enjoyed the comedy this week. Bottoms Up there from Jimmy Edwards, and then we had Charles and Fiona in the phone box. Charles, of course, being Hugh Paddock, and Fiona, the wonderful Betty Marsden. We had Gilly Potter, with Heard at Hogs Norton, The Truth About the BBC, and John Tilley with the London Transport Board. So we just had to have a transport of delight from Flanders and Swan just to finish the whole thing off. We'll have some more comedy for you a little bit around about the same time next week. We had a little bit more than usual this week, so I've only got a couple of songs to go. I'll see if I can sort of like sneak them in as quick as possible.
Alone, together, beyond the crowd, above the world, we're not too proud to cling together. We're strong long as we're together. Alone, together, the blinding rain, the starless night, were not in vain, for we're together, and what is there to fear, together. Love is as deep as the sea. Our love is as great as a love can be. And we can weather the great unknown if we're alone together. Our love is as deep as the sea. Our love is as great as a love can be. if we're alone together.
Nice stuff. Beryl Davis with Russ Cain and his orchestra, and Alone Together, recorded in New York City in October 1947. Well, you probably know that at the moment the Olympics are on. I haven't seen much of them, have to be honest, and I didn't see much of the opening ceremony either. But I did make a point of making sure that I did check out Celine Dion, and I thought she was absolutely wonderful singing Edith Piaf's hymn L'Amour. Talking of that, here's the original.
Le ciel bleu sur nous peut s'effondrer et la terre peut bien s'écrouler. L'amour inondera mes matins, tant que mon corps frémira sous tes mains. De ma porte, les problèmes, mon amour, puisque tu m'aimes. Jusqu'au bout du monde, je me ferai teindre en blonde si tu me le demandais. J'irai décrocher la lune, j'irai voler la fortune si tu me le demandais. Je renierai ma patrie, je renierai mes amis si tu me le demandais. On peut bien rire de moi, je ferai n'importe quoi si tu me le demandais. Un jour, la vie t'arrache à moi. Si tu meurs, que tu sois loin de moi.
Stuff. Hymn L'Amour, Hymn of Love, and that was the original from Edith Piaf. But I have to say, Celine Dion really did knock it out of the Eiffel Tower last Friday, so well done to her as well. Always have to say, that's it from me and this week's Beagley at Night. I'll be back around about the same time next week when we get to do it all again, just you and me. And a stack full of fun. Until then, have yourselves a good week and a safe week. And may I be the first to wish you a very good morning.
Two broken hearts, lonely looking like houses where nobody lives. Two Two people each having so much pride inside, neither side forgives. The angry words spoken in haste, such a waste of two lives. It's my belief pride is the chief cause of the decline in the number of husbands and wives. A woman and a man and a woman, some can and some can't and some broken hearts, lonely looking like houses where nobody lives. Two people each having so much pride inside, neither side forgives. The angry words spoken in such a waste of two lives. It's my belief pride is the chief cause in the decline in the number of husbands and wives.